This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. It is the live Sunday edition of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free to join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and we've got Skype as well, so feel free to Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. Coming up tonight, we've got the latest from Venezuela, plus Trump inviting the psychopath from the Philippines to come have a chat, Rodrigo Duterte. Johnny Ray's got that story. And with you in the studio, it is Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
But first, a story that everyone can relate to, at least everybody that has this daylight saving time changes that they have to make.
Is that everybody
on a twice yearly basis?
Arizona?
And a couple Indian reservations, I think.
Yeah, maybe.
But don't honor it. Indiana used to be good on it, but they changed.
I'm sure they did it for whatever reasons they felt were valid and that sort of thing. But first off, if it was an Indian reservation, I would question as to whether or not it's great. So, for instance, you don't have to do daylight savings time, right?
I mean, if you kind of want to be going along with the crowd, you pretty
right.
much do.
That's what I'm saying. If you're on an Indian reservation, then you've got to do business off reservation. Mm-hmm. Then you've got to basically change your clock, or at the very least do the math in your
head.
Yeah,
you have to be aware
constantly. Mm-hmm.
It's not a lot of math.
It's not a lot of math, but you've got to do it.
Yeah.
When you're groggy and just waking up, maybe doing that math isn't so easy. Adding one or subtracting one from the clock.
Probably shouldn't be, doing business calls right after you wake up.
Agreed. You probably should be awake, but you may have to go to work. Mm-hmm. So, if you live on reservation, you work off reservation, what's the point in not changing your clock at that point?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
So I'm just saying that isn't a solution. Now, maybe, I don't know, some of the places in Micronesia or something, U.S. protectorates, or, I don't know, Puerto Rico, any of these places could not have it.
Right.
And they would be able to function fine. And obviously, Arizona does fine, too.
So the proposal is that a lot of the New England states are, and I don't know how many of the others, I mean, maybe there's a bunch of them that are looking at this, but at the very least, several New England states are considering a proposal to basically end all this clock-switching madness and go to Atlantic Standard Time all year round. And the story here is coming from the Portland Press Herald, where Representative Donna Bailey wants Mainers to have an hour more of daylight on winter afternoons by getting rid of the twice-yearly time change and having Maine join the Atlantic Standard Time Zone year-round.
I wish they'd just go ahead and call them what they are, maniacs.
Her bill to do so passed the House by an 85-59 vote on Thursday, but it still faces a Senate vote, and the change would have to be adopted also in Massachusetts and New Hampshire to become law in Maine. So what they've done with these bills, and they did something similar with the New Hampshire bill, because there's one here and there's one in Massachusetts as well, where they're saying we don't want to do this alone. We want the other state governments to go along with us, which makes it that much harder to accomplish, right? Because
but that much more relevant.
That's true, right? So if they can do this, if indeed all of northern New England goes ahead and joins the Atlantic time zone, that might be a signal to the other states, like, hey, these guys did it. Maybe you should consider doing this, too. This is an incredibly popular issue as far as every time the time changes, there's always some kind of, like, poll that comes out. And there's, unscientific polls on all these, newspaper, radio station websites. And just overwhelming numbers of people are tired of this time change stuff. It's also deadly, as we've talked about before,
right?
Where people are more likely to have strokes and heart attacks and car accidents.
Yeah.
Because of these time changes. It throws off people's sleeping habits and schedule, and that can wreak real havoc on somebody's life.
But I like more time in the evening during...
Well, you don't get more time, Bart. This doesn't actually create more time.
It doesn't create more time, but it does create more daylight.
Okay.
During the evening.
Well, right.
That...
the amount of daylight's the same, but yes, it will be more persistent later in the day.
Right. I don't need my daylight at 6:45. I don't need it in the morning. At that time. Personally, I understand there are plenty of people to get up, and God bless you if you're one of those early risers. I know what it's like.
Oh, I know what it's like,
I've felt that smug sense of superiority when I'm up drinking my coffee and everybody else is asleep. You know, those lazy bums and their crap that they do. I've felt that feeling, and I respect you early risers. But I work till 10 o'clock at night, and it's not like I can be drowsy at work. Right? Like, I'm going to do this show until 10 p.m. Eastern time, and I've got to provide a Mark Edge who is awake, bright, and providing as much insight as possible on whatever issue it is that we're discussing until... The clock strikes 9:58:50.
Because you know Johnny Ray ain't going to do it.
And as a result, I can't just go home, click myself off and be in bed by 11
o'clock. Yeah, you got to wind down.
I just can't be in bed by 11. And the best I can do some nights is midnight, which means that the best I can do is arise at 8. And, if I'm getting my 8 hours of sleep, I don't generally need quite that much. But, you arise at 8, that's not exactly the crack of dawn. And there are other people that have other needs, but I would think most people who are early risers, as you pointed this out during show prep, Johnny Ray, that they're going to get that time in the evening, too. Very few people are going to sleep before 9 p.m.
Yeah, that's true.
And they get that evening time, and they want that evening time. And if they're up in the dark... They get that just that much more smug sense of superiority to
it's
all the sleeping
It's still dark
people.
Out.
Yes. They can get on their little treadmill and or read the paper or, clean something ahead of time. And then when they get up, then you're sipping the coffee and you can look at your spouse and say, I've done more today, more before 7 a.m.
Before sunrise.
You'll do all day. Yeah. Right. That's exactly right.
So people are going to get behind this. And really the ultimate question is, will these things pass the Senate? A similar bill in New Hampshire has already passed. And I'll get into more of the story here. But in New Hampshire, for whatever reason, they only required Massachusetts to go along with it. They didn't really care about Maine.
It doesn't make much sense because New Hampshire is the only state that Maine borders.
Yeah.
I would be of the opinion that we should care about what Maine does and not care about what Massachusetts does. However, I do understand that giving the deference to Massachusetts, as they have in this circumstance, is more likely to get the massholes in their Senate to vote for the bill. Right? It's like, wow, the whole state of New Hampshire's counting on me and my vote. I'll go ahead and, take a good look at this. Because that's really what you need in this circumstance, is for somebody to look at the proposal. Right?
So the SACO Democrat, or SACO, I pronounce that how the Mainers would pronounce it, Donna Bailey, she says, quote, "Twice a year we change the clocks, and I wondered, why do we keep doing this? And nobody ever had a good answer." If the bill does become law, Maine clocks would effectively be set to daylight saving time all year, and there would be no more fall back or spring forward time changes in November and March. And who hasn't had the experience of totally forgetting about, one of these, you didn't get the memo that the time needs to change, so you slept in, and or you got up too early, or whichever one, you sleep in, you miss an hour's worth of work. I think this happened to you recently, Johnny Ray, maybe I'm misrecalling that, but...
Not this year, anyway.
Okay. Well, it certainly has happened to a lot of people. I've experienced it at least once in my life, and, most people are understanding about it. Oh, yeah, time change, Jay, we didn't expect everybody to be in on time. And that's, that's a lack of productivity right there. I mean, how many millions of hours are affected at various different workplaces because of this? Let alone all the people that die on the way to work because they're too drowsy or whatever. Again, car accidents, deadly car accidents go up, heart attacks go up. So anyway, the story here continues from PressHerald.com. Time changes. Nova Scotia and portions of Canada are on the Atlantic Standard Time zone, although they are on their own version of daylight saving time for 8 months a year. Currently, Maine, 16 other states, and the District of Columbia are on Eastern Standard Time from early November to mid-March, and then on Eastern Daylight Time the rest of the year. Because Maine is the nation's easternmost state, the sun sets by 4 p.m. or earlier on the shortest of winter days, when sunrise and sunset are about 9 hours apart up here.
Now, I'd also like to, this will satisfy a pet peeve of mine. People will refer to their time zone, in my case it's Eastern, they'll refer to it as, they'll tell you the time, EST, right?
Eastern Standard Time.
Right, but they're only right half the year.
That's correct.
It's EDT now till sometime in November.
I just always say Eastern Time, and then I just figure that covers whichever one it is.
That's the safe bet, but, people always want to call it Eastern Standard Time. It's not Eastern Standard Time half the year, so then they'll have to stop talking about that.
Let's continue here. Your calls and thoughts, welcome on Time Zone Changes. Whatever's on your mind goes on Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone's telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You've
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, dial in toll free here. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Also, healthcare's pretty messed up in the United States. You can't expect the government to solve the problem that they created. So don't hold your breath for Donald Trump to make things good. You got to take care of your own business, and you don't have to get health insurance. There are other alternatives, and one of them is HealthExcellenceSelect.com. It's a free market healthcare company that can actually give you freedom from health insurance, and they'll give you a proactive health assessment daily, if you'd like, as well as a no-charge 24-hour access to doctors like traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and the price. You can also get a medical information card to give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. Go to HealthExcellenceSelect.com to learn more. That's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, still to come here, more on the time zone change, the latest from Venezuela, also Duterte being invited to meet with Trump. And we'll tell you, if you don't know who Duterte is, we'll bring you up to speed on that here in a moment. But first, to the phones, to the fun, we go to Tom. He's in Nashua, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live on the Live Sunday Show. Hey, Tom.
At the Celtics game this afternoon down in Boston, they had an event there. I was there. My son and I went there in the second round of the playoffs. They're playing the Washington Wizards in the playoffs. And the Celtics won. Anyway, they had this event there called Heroes Among Us. And what they do is they honor somebody who they're calling a hero. In this case, it was a Coast Guard officer. They're mentioning he's an Iraq War veteran. And as a officer in the Coast Guard, you know, the ships that he's commanding have intercepted $2 billion worth of drugs. And so let's hear it for this hero among us. And a lot of people cheered just automatically without even stopping to think about, look, you don't have to buy any of those drugs if you don't want to. Well, how is this goon some kind of hero? You know, you're not a hero because you're fighting a war in Iraq that was started just so Vice President Cheney's friends at Halliburton could get rich off the oil. And, you know, if you think it's rude of me, by the way, because I sat there and booed while a lot of these people were cheering.
You're a lot of fun at the game. You're a lot of fun at the game. Go ahead.
Free talk. If it was Free Talk Live night at the Celtics game, I think you would have had a lot of people booing. But I'm sitting there booing, and I don't think very many people heard me doing so. But, you know, if people boo when that happens, and that's considered impolite, imagine how impolite it is to pilot a drone and drop bombs on innocent people,
yep,
you know, in a war that was started just so Vice President Cheney.
I think you're fully within your rights. I think it's entirely appropriate to express yourself in a situation like that, whether it be booing some sort of false hero like this, or, you know, not standing for the pledge or the national anthem or turning your back on the flag. I think these are all important things for people who love the ideas of liberty to do, so as to break the norm, to draw attention to the fact that not everybody is in lockstep with this, you know, megalithic state that we have all around us.
Exactly. I think I'm going to be writing a letter to the Boston Celtics about this. And
nice.
You know, I think that'll be more effective than anything, Tom. I, you know, when these actions are taken, I suspect, you probably, just my guess, that you probably had no effect other than anger on the people surrounding. And they don't know why. They don't know what it is that you're upset about. All they see is the word hero, the American flag, doot-doot-doot, works
Chris
for the
White
government.
Uniform.
Yeah, there's the uniform, the whole deal. And you're like, what is this godforsaken, this godless heathen booing about?
Yeah, but if more people started to do what Tom is doing, if there were more people.
They did, but right. I'm saying that I doubt that very many people are convinced to do it as a result.
I don't think that's the point. I think the point is to just not allow this event to pass by without any dissent, without any objection whatsoever. And I think that's the point of this. And, Tom, thanks for sharing your story tonight. I appreciate it.
If the Coast Guard, if their job is to interdict drugs on the coast, then the Coast Guard is an embarrassing failure.
That's one of their jobs. The other one's to interdict human beings as well. So drugs and human beings.
And they're a failure on all counts.
Sometimes they help stranded boaters, too. I'd like to point that out.
All right, well, good. Every now and then a broken clock will strike right.
I think they do a lot more of that than they do the other stuff.
Yeah.
It's just the other stuff is what that hits the news. You're from Florida. You're familiar with their drug interdiction stuff. But
thankfully, no. I've never encountered the Coast Guard before.
What do you mean?
I know they do it, but I'm not familiar with it.
That's the stuff you hear, though, because that's where you're from. When I was in Charleston, South Carolina, they're not dealing with a lot of human trafficking there.
Mm-hmm.
And the Coast Guard was very useful and very helpful in that circumstance. They handle all kinds of weather issues and boating issues. The vast majority of the United States isn't close to some, you know, Venezuelan drug cartel, and so they're not dealing with that stuff. And most of the Coast Guard just good folks helping good folks.
Well, you know, that's nice that you've had that experience, Mark, but I bet you can find some people who've been shaken down by them up in South Carolina.
I'm sure you
around.
Could. Yeah, I'm sure you could.
So, you know, they're not helpful and good when they do those things, and they need to be called out for that. They need to be said, told, hey, we don't appreciate it when you hurt our neighbors. Please help them with their boats. Please, you know, tow somebody who needs a tow or rescue somebody who needs a rescue. Thanks for doing those things. But if you're taking flowers from people at the threat of violence, pointing guns at peaceful flower dealers, then that's a huge problem, and it needs to stop. And so I support what Tom did. If more people, you know, it's all about numbers. If more people were to express themselves on how they feel about the police state, and more of those folks were to live in a similar geographic area to where we could have a number that would actually be impressive, a number that would make a difference, then you would see people start to change their opinions, or at the very least start to hide their opinions. Because, and I've seen this happen in courts. I've seen it happen multiple times, where if there's enough activists in a courtroom who do not stand for the judge, other people will also not stand for the judge.
Yes.
The very same people who would stand for the judge if everyone else is standing for the judge, they will sit for the judge when they, you know, when they come, all rise. You know, it happens in every courtroom, almost everywhere, except for Keene, where they don't say it anymore if we're in the courtroom.
Yeah, they just don't bother.
Anyway, I've seen it happen where the rest of the court, if we have a significant number of people in the courtroom, if we are, you know, close to the majority or the majority, almost everyone else except for government employees in that courtroom will remain seated for that judge. Because somewhere inside them, the people know that this is a scam, that they know that there's something very wrong with this court system. If they've been abused by the system, they know it. Now, there's the innocent respectables who are like, I just think our court system is the best system in the whole world. I'll stand and sit all day for that man in a robe. But most of the people that go to a district court arraignment, most of those people, a lot of them, have been there before.
Right.
And they are victimized again and again and again by this system.
I agree with you when it comes to courts. And it is a victimization process. And they, the people, you know, they're not so delighted by it. But when you have the rote memorization that went on from childhood on up for things like the Pledge of Allegiance, the Star-Spangled Banner, and these sorts of things, that people have a huge, deep-seated...
That's going to be harder to break that,
things.
But it's all about the numbers. If it's a majority of people at a baseball game who stay seated, seated for the anthem, I guarantee you a bunch of people stay seated.
But one person is meaningless.
There's more people coming up, but it has to start with
one. August Landmesser.
More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Maybe you can tell us coming up.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681. Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, so feel free to Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. And also want to let you know about Freedom's Phoenix. That is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty, then check out freedomsphoenix.com, because they've got it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state, plus the latest on what's happening with their staff member, Thomas Costanzo, who was arrested last week by the federal multi-jurisdictional task force, including federal treasury agents, being investigated for selling Bitcoin and possibly selling drugs. That is being covered very detailed over at freedomsphoenix.com. We had Ernie Hancock on the show last night, or Friday night, rather, to talk about that. Freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Johnny Ray, right before we went to break, you mentioned a man's name, August somebody?
August Lantmesser.
Lantmesser. And you were mentioning him in relation to a conversation we had had about not going along with the crowd, about being a dissenter, even amongst a bunch of people who against which you're dissenting. So who is he, and why'd you bring him up?
We were talking about one guy and how one guy is not going to make a difference.
That's what Mark said.
And I thought of August Lantmesser, who, according to Wikipedia, was a worker at the Blohm & Voss shipyard in Hamburg, Germany, best known for his appearance in a photograph refusing to perform the Nazi salute at the launch of the naval training vessel, Horst Vessel, on 13 June 1936.
And he's got, like, his arms crossed.
Right.
It's
a black and white photo of showing, I don't know, 50 to 100 men.
They're all giving the Nazi salute.
And
he's just got his arms folded.
And he's just standing there with his arms folded, with a stern look on his face.
It's a great picture.
He had run afoul of the Nazi party because he had married a Jewish woman.
Mm.
And
love knows no boundaries.
And I guess he didn't have a whole lot of respect for the Nazis. That love that he had ended up putting him in prison.
Mm.
His wife was sent to a concentration camp or a series of them, where she presumably died. And he was conscripted into penal military service. So he was a prisoner forced to fight for the Axis.
Wow.
For the Germans.
Yeah.
World War II.
For the Axis. Yeah.
Okay.
And
him doing that at the time, I think that he was doing that for himself and not for anybody that might
Correct.
Be looking at the picture.
Agreed.
But I think people, I mean, the three of us have all seen this picture before. It's a very popular picture, and I think
it had an impact later. Right?
Yeah, it's affected people.
It didn't have an impact in the moment in that, you know, Hitler didn't decide to step down over it, or, you know, the Nazi rise did not slow because of his refusal. As you said, he was doing it for himself. He probably didn't even realize that he was being photographed.
What year was the picture taken, Jenny?
1936.
So this was well before, this was still the rise of the Nazi party.
Yeah. So his refusal didn't stop that from happening. So you can quantify it in that way if you want to, but ultimately it's a personal thing to refuse to participate in these mass state worshiping I don't know what the right word is.
Yeah, I understand that completely, and I look, if I was in a situation where somebody chose to cross their arms and sit instead of standing for the Star Spangled Banner, and say it's a sporting event and some drunk moron wants to, you know, fight them to show his patriotism or whatever it is that, you know, that situation, I would attempt to defuse that situation as quickly as I could mm-hmm. and help that person if I had some kind of insight as to what's going on.
Right.
However, the question is whether or not I would really want to take that big swing at it, you know, take this big old bite of pie for no reason at all, because the pie's made of crap. There's just nothing, you know, it ain't good pie. When you decide to do that in modern American society, you are literally putting your life on the line for what?
Integrity.
Yeah, well, I don't need, thanks a lot. My integrity is just fine if I stand or sit during the pledge.
Fine, then you just do whatever you want to do.
I'm just saying.
You know, there's no reason to crap on somebody else who's doing it.
Who's crapping on who?
Well, you're the one who's trying to talk people out of it.
No, I'm trying to say it is basically pointless behavior.
Okay, that's basically trying to talk somebody out of it. If they feel like expressing themselves, that is not pointless behavior. It is not ever pointless to do what you feel is right. That's the point of it, is to stand on what you believe in and to express that, not to go along with the crowd and to stay quiet because you're worried about what might happen as a result of that.
I prefer my liberty.
People like this guy are heroes.
I prefer my liberty activism to be effective.
This isn't activism. It's just your personal expression of your own beliefs.
By all means.
You can call it activism if you want to, but, you know, activism is generally taken to try to change things. In this case, it's unlikely you are going to change things until you have large numbers behind such a movement.
Indeed. So, I'm glad you see it that way.
My point is that you just never know.
But that's true, yeah. You don't know what you're going to affect or who you're going to affect.
There might have been a 5-year-old.
This Lochmesher guy, am I getting his name right?
Mark Edge would pronounce it August Landmesser.
Landmesser, this Landmesser fella. You know, he looks great from our historical vantage point, right? Like, I'm not going to say he doesn't. He looks fantastic there with his arms crossed in 1936, refusing to give the
Nazi salute. Is it possible he's inspired someone?
To do what?
To also refuse to go along with the crowd.
But what's the point of not going along with the crowd?
The point is to have integrity.
Often the crowd is right, is what people are going to say.
It doesn't matter what people say. You shouldn't be doing things because of what you think people are going to think about it. If you have a true, you know, belief inside yourself, then it's best to express that rather than try to appease people.
Why is it best?
Because then you're true to yourself rather than trying to live for the what others want you to live for.
Landmesser was true to himself. Died when an Allied bomb blew him into little tiny pieces while he was in a penal colony.
Yeah.
He achieved nothing.
Well, you're wrong about that.
He got a really great picture. Tell me what he achieved.
As Johnny Ray said, you don't know.
855 450
I imagine there could be a young boy at the Celtics game.
Yep.
And he sees Tom, and he sees what Tom's doing, and he's never seen anything like that
before. I suspect that's probably true.
And that might, make him think about things that he never thought about before.
People should absolutely be thinking about what their actions are, right? And I would love to see people examine behavior like standing for the pledge and singing the Star Spangled Banner and why they do that at sporting events and all that sort of thing. To me, patriotism is this trite activity that's intended to make people like you.
But you'll go along with it.
In a cheap way. Well, because it's this method that they have for culling out the good people from the bad people. And basically you self-identify as bad by the vast majority of the people's definition of what good and bad is, because they have taken no time to understand what nationalism means, especially when applied to the most powerful government the world has ever seen.
And if no one commits an iconoclastic act, then they'll never have a reason to. They'll never have a reason to look into it, to question it, to question the things around them, because you haven't deemed it as important enough to actually be seen for what you believe in. You'd rather just hide among the crowd and expect that things are going to change.
Because it doesn't communicate well enough what I want to say to people. I can do far more by getting on the radio and helping people to critique
their
own
patriotism.
Yeah, but most
people can't do that.
I understand.
Right.
Well, we're talking about me here, are we not? You're the one calling me a coward because I won't sit up and moon the flag at a Celtics game, right? Like, smear my feces all over my
butt. I call you a coward, Mark.
I hate America! Fight me, you drunk bastards! Right? Like,
I didn't call you a coward. You said that.
That's what you want. That's what you want to say.
The toll-free number here is...
It drips off of your lips.
Nah.
You sanctimonious prick. Yes, that's exactly what you're saying.
No, I just said you can't expect anything to change if you're not willing to put yourself out there. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-5978. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-5978. That's 1-800-976-5978. 1-800-976-5978.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, Black Sunday edition of the program. As always, you can join us right here. Our toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. And you may Skype in at username lrn.fm. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
So we've got, of course, your calls to take about whatever's on your mind. We can talk more about the change, possible change to Atlantic Standard Time for the northern New England states, all three of which are considering legislation that would do that. We started that story earlier. Plus, the latest from Venezuela, where the death toll is at least at 29, at least over the last couple of weeks from the various different protests in the streets there. We'll give you the latest on what's happening there. Plus, Johnny Ray has Duterte, the psycho president from the Philippines, who's apparently been invited to speak with President Trump at the White House. We'll give you the latest on that. All of that coming up here. But let's go first to the phones, actually to Skype, where we've got a gentleman named Ibrahim on the line in Nigeria. Hello, Ibrahim.
Hi, guys.
Hey, just to let our listeners know.
Hi, how are you doing?
Yeah, good. There's going to be some awkward pauses in this conversation. There's just some sort of long delay for our voice to get all the way over there to Nigeria. So what were you calling about tonight?
Oh, it's on the stand-up. Yeah, I'm just trying to talk about the libertarian movement in Africa. I'm calling from Lagos, Nigeria.
Excellent. Well, we'd love to hear about it. Every now and then we'll get calls from various different places in Africa. We've heard from a gentleman in Cameroon over the past few years, and Sierra Leone as well. So, yeah, tell me about what it's like to be a libertarian in Nigeria.
Ah, well, that's very interesting. Well, it's just because it's like very similar to other parts of.
Unfortunately, we are having a terrible connection right now, Ibrahim. So I don't know if we're going to be able to have this conversation at the moment. And you know, it could be my connection, could
maybe
be his.
Maybe have him call back.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt to try that. So let's see if we can make that work, and then we'll see if we can clear this thing up here. Apologies for
our apologies
for that. That's you know. Internet, sometimes it works pretty well. I imagine in Africa, sometimes it doesn't work very well at all. From some of the conversations we've had with other callers, the internet is hard to come across in certain areas in Africa, in a lot of Africa. In fact, much of Africa is completely unconnected.
And expensive to get, too.
Correct, yeah. You pretty much have to spend, you know, a day's wages on a day's connection of internet. So anyway, hopefully we can get Ibrahim back on the line here. Meanwhile, let's go to Nick. He's in New Jersey listening to WPG. Hey, Nick.
Hey, how you doing? Listen, like we have freedom of speech and things like that. We can disagree on whatever, protest against whatever. That's what makes our country so great, but it just hurts my heart when I see, like the football players taking a knee during the national anthem, because I have both my grandfathers fought in the Second World War, an uncle in Korea, two uncles in Vietnam, and thank God they all came home. They came home with metal in them. They came home missing fingers or whatever. At a sporting event, somebody sitting next to you, if they don't want to stand up.
It feels like a slap in the face for those veterans,
yes,
doesn't it?
Yes,
now,
it does. You know,
uncle died on the beaches of Normandy. I understand what you feel like in this circumstance, but this is a conclusion I came to, okay? My conclusion is that flag does far more to represent the government that sent your uncle that went to Vietnam?
Two uncles in Nam, one uncle in Korea, and both grandfathers, one fighting the Japs, one fighting the Germans.
Yep. So I guess the question I would ask you is to look at not the bravery of those men or the selflessness that they showed, because they certainly showed all those things, but what the politicians ultimately thought about sending your family members. What do they think about your family if they're willing to send them to fight and die in a war that they're not willing to win? I mean, because the men who fought in Vietnam won that war, the politicians then gave it away. Like, every single bit of victory was given away, wasn't it?
And both of my uncles said we won every battle we were
right.
ever in.
Every drop of blood they shed. Every drop of blood they shed, it was completely wasted, right? And this is what the government thought of your uncles that ultimately...
That's a slap in the face to me.
That's like the people that are slapping you in the face are the people that hide behind that flag. They're the ones who literally care nothing for your relatives. The people who sometimes refuse to stand, and I know as a Quaker, I'm a Quaker, it's a member of the Peace Church, many people in my church refuse to stand, and one of the reasons they refuse to stand is that they feel that the government is completely out of control, that it cares nothing for us, and that it will send... fine young men and women to fight and die for absolutely nothing. And I the politicians really enjoy a fantastic spot. They've got the best PR around because they've got that flag, and you think of your uncles and your grandfathers and your father, and you think of all these men that were so brave and meant so much to you. When you see that flag, you think of them, but those men have nothing to do with the government. The government does what it wants, hides behind the flag, and then we give everything to it, right?
And then on top of it, to boot, let's say you come back and you're really banged up bad and you need to go to hospital. They should be able to go to any hospital, any doctor that they want to because of the sacrifices that they made.
Yeah, the politicians disdain
thing about it.
The politicians' disdain for veterans is nothing new. The politicians actually fought a war against World War I veterans, and they had a cavalry charge right on the Washington Mall. A bunch of World War I vets wanted their benefits. I think it was called the Benefit War or something to that effect. I haven't got the name right in my head. And they were all camped out there just looking for some money that they'd earned, and they literally came through. I think it was MacArthur and Patton were amongst the people in the charge, and they literally came through, set their tents and stuff on fire. This is how enlisted men have been treated for as long as they've been around. And I, for one, sincerely hope that my son never decides to give these disgusting lowlifes, these catfish, these bottom feeders that manage to make it to the very top of our government. I hope he never gives them one drop of blood because they don't deserve it.
I feel as though dropping bombs is better than putting boots on the ground.
Yeah, but you don't know what we're dropping bombs on, and it's never been shown to be effective. An air war has never been shown to be effective at all. You can't hold a piece of land without a man in combat boots holding a rifle.
That's right.
Let them have their land. Let those people have their silly philosophies and their silly land. That's their land. Let them have it. The United States should stop going across the seas to slay dragons, imagining things are going to turn out well when we have all the evidence that it won't.
President John F. Kennedy, when he was a senator, he went to Indochina, which is Vietnam.
Yep.
He said that these people, they do not want to be colonized. He said, this is a fight that we are not going to get into. We're not going to get involved in. When he seen what was going on with the French, had he not been assassinated, he had a thing on his desk that he was going to sign. We were not going to send troops there, but the war profiteers and the people that were going to benefit from the bombs and the bullets and the helicopters. And
the flag sales. You know, exactly. Flag sales go up when the wars start.
Nick, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing
from you.
The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
Johnny Ray is the veteran in the room. What do calls like that make you think?
It makes me think that America is... It makes me think of communism, first of all. Flags and government, they all just mean communism to me, but I guess really it's nationalism. And it's a disorder.
Nationalism's an important part to give people to give up something that they would otherwise sell very dearly.
I think it has its roots in racism.
That's interesting.
Nations of people being races, and we preserve our race, we preserve our
tribal,
nation.
Tribal, perhaps?
Yeah, I think they're synonymous almost.
Okay, I don't know if I see race, but all right.
More coming up here in moments, and you can take control of the airwaves. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk.
You said it yourself.
We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.